وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد, most people feel happy in the month of Ramadan. The ruh is happy in this month. I'm not talking about the few who freak out every time Ramadan begins. I'm talking about the majority who feel happy in this month. And the reason is, as Sheikh Alai Sayyid Hafidhahullah says, that because in the month of Ramadan, you're doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you to do. The definition of a Muslim is someone who has faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does good. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. You see, it's all over the place in the Quran. Those who have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they believe in Tawheed and they do good. Tawheed, because as we know throughout history, for thousands of years, since the beginning, people either worship someone or something. People worship their desires, they worship money, and so on and so forth. Gods they make of their own hands. Now you are doing Tawheed, you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one who deserves to be worshipped, the creator and the provider subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this month, you do a lot of good. Salah, fasting, qiyam, sadaqah, feeding those who are fasting, and so on and so forth. So you feel this angelic nature in this month. As we explained before, during the day of Ramadan, you are basically like malaika, because from what we know, the angels, they don't eat, they don't drink, they don't have intimate relations, they don't give birth, they're not male, they're not female. So during the day, you're basically like malaika because you don't do any of these things. And in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are even better than the malaika. Why? Because they don't have a choice. They don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have a choice. You have a choice. You have a choice to fast in Ramadan or not fast. You have a choice to come for Taraweeh, for Qiyam, or go to a nightclub. The choice is yours, right? You choose to come here for Qiyam. You choose to pray namaz. You choose to fast in the days of Ramadan. You choose to read Quran. You choose to make dua. You choose to say adhkar. You have the choice. And you choose to do it, so in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're so precious. So as we said, we spoke about Tawheed, worshipping and dedicating your time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah created you for one reason, and this reason is to worship Him. And this is what you do mostly in the month of Ramadan. You worship during the day, you worship during the night. The other half of the definition of a Muslim doing good, a lot of people, they do a lot of good deeds in this month. So they feed the poor, they feed those who are fasting, iftars, and so on and so forth. And they give money to orphans, they give sadaqah, they give their zakah in this month. And this is one of the most amazing things. And of course, we do this all year long, but especially in the month of Ramadan, you try to get closer, knowing that the reward for your acts of worship are multiplied in this month. You pray one fard, as the Prophet ﷺ says, you get the reward of 70 fard. You do one Isha in Jama'ah, you get the reward of 70 Isha. You pray one Sunnah, you get the reward of fard. You go for Umrah in Ramadan, you get the reward of Hajj. This is an hadith. You give Zakah in Ramadan, of course, this is also multiplied like the rest. And also taking care of each other. You know how poor people feel in this month, and homeless people feel? They don't eat whenever they want. And now you feel what they feel. So you have sympathy for them. You donate to them. You give them money. You give them food. If you're not able to fast in this month, you feed a poor person. So you can feel sympathy for them. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam يقول في الحديث اللي صحيح أحب العباد إلى الله أنفعهم. The people that Allah loves the most, who are the most beneficial to His creation, to His people. The people who are fasting, and the poor people, and so on and so forth. Imam Zain al-Abidin, Ibn Ali radiallahu anhu, wa karram Allah wajhahu, he has a beautiful statement about donating and helping others. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَدْ عَوَّدَنِي بِعَادَةٍ وَعَوَّدْتُهُ بِعَادَةٍ عَوَّدَنِي أَنْ يَتَفَضَّلَ عَلَيْهِ وَعَوَّدْتُهُ أَنْ أَتَفَضَّلَ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ فَأَخَافُ إِنْ قَطَعْتُ فَضْلِي عَنِ النَّاسِ أَنْ يَقْطَعَ فَضْلَهُ عَنِّي. So he says, I have a habit with Allah and Allah has a habit with me. My habit with Him is that I take care of His servants. And His habit with me is to take care of me. And I'm afraid if I stop taking care of His creation, He's going to stop taking care of me. So this is a business that He's doing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to conclude with this story, inshallah, then we'll continue tomorrow, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. This is a true story of a rich brother. He's a millionaire, basically. he was asked, what makes you happy? What really makes you happy in this world? He says, I had different stages of happiness in my life. The first stage, after I graduated college, I started to work for a company, and I was getting a salary, a paycheck at the end of the month. I was so happy because now I can go do shopping, live my life. The second phase is when I started my own business, I made more money. Now I can buy all the stuff I want. I bought a fancy house, the biggest car, and eventually he was able to buy a soccer club. That guy was very rich. And he said, but I felt void in my life. I was not really happy. Until one day, one of my friends, he was an assistant, but he was a close friend, he came to me one day and he said, you know, there is this orphanage. And this orphanage was especially for physically challenged orphans. So he said, this orphanage for physically challenged kids, they need 400 wheelchairs because they have so many people coming in, so they need wheelchairs. He said, no problem, you know, sponsoring 400 wheelchairs for me, this is like peanuts. This is nothing, you know. So he donated the money, no problem. But his friend said, I have one request for you. They will have an event, a dinner, and during the dinner, they will give out the 400 wheelchairs. So I want you to attend. And this rich man said, but I don't have time. You know, I'm so busy, I have to, you know, to do things, I have business, I can't go. So his friend insisted so much, eventually his friend, the rich man, decided to go. So this rich man, he gave out the 400 wheelchairs, and he was having dinner after, and he felt someone was pulling him from like his jacket, like this. So he looked, and he saw one of the kids who received a wheelchair. And he said, hi, how are you doing, and everything. And he said, what do you want? And he said, I wanted to come so close so I can see your face clearly. So on Yawm al-Qiyamah, I'm going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, this man, he took care of me. Please give him Jannatul Firdaus. Right? And this man, he started to cry when he heard these words. And he said, Wallahi, this is the first day I started to understand the meaning of true happiness in this world. It's not in money. It is not in big houses or cars. It is in taking care of others. Because we know when you take care of others, who is taking care of you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you're in good hands. We'll continue tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. The question for last night, there is a man who is mentioned in the Quran many times, 25 times by name, but he is not one of the children of Adam. And many of you said Isa alayhi salam, but Isa alayhi salam is from the children of Adam through his mother. So he is related to Isa alayhi salam. The correct answer is Isa alayhi salam himself. He is not from the children of Adam because he is Adam himself. I know it's very tricky. The winner is Yazid Hamid, Yazan Hamid, the whole tribe of Hamid. They send like 500 emails every day. Is he here? No? So we'll give the prize from 2 days ago, Brother Abu Yusuf and Abu Yasin. Come. Both of you. Which one?
The answer.
Someone who is mentioned in the Quran, he is not from the children of Adam, and this is Adam alayhi salam himself. He's not from the children of Adam, he is Adam himself.
You said Isa.
Some said Isa, but Isa is related to Adam alayhi salam.
No, you said Isa himself.
Yeah, sorry, my bad. Imams make mistakes too. Brother Abu Yusuf and Yasin, Jazakallah khairan. This is from 2 days ago.
Jazakallah.
And Yazid Hamid, we have Hamid, the whole tribe of Hamid. Don't send more emails, okay? Gmail is canceling my account because of you. They're flooding my emails. The question for tonight, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. What was the question? Yes. So basically, all the verses of the Quran were revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Jibreel alayhi salam. So he would come, Allah would send him with the ayat of the Quran, the surahs of the Quran. There are only two ayat in the Quran that were not given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Jibreel. They were given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in Rihlat al-Mi'raj. When he stood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave him the two ayat directly. They are in the same surah. The last two ayat of one surah in the Quran. So if you know these two ayat that were given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself directly, email me before tomorrow asr at Imam Mustafa at anatoliacenter.ca. Jazakallah.